Hi, Heather. So nice for you to be here today. Thank you for joining the community campfire.
Thank you.
To talk about the amazing work that you do. I know you've been with YSA for a long while. Can you give me a little bit of the history of what of the programs and what YSA does and what your involvement is?
Yeah, I started at the Youth Sports Alliance in 2013 as a volunteer chaperone. And I literally fell in love with the organization. And the following year, the current program manager was looking for a replacement. And I put my hand up and was like, pick me. And so we originally started with just winter sports. And it was programs that ran through from November through to March. And my daughter was actually using the bouldering mine, which was, I feel like I've aged myself now because that closed down a few years ago. And I brought them on board, and my family are huge cyclists. So we brought in a cycling program, and now we run programs from September all the way through to May. And originally we were just on the Wasatch back to use the facilities that were made for the 2002 Olympic Games. And over the last few years, we've expanded and gone to Wasatch, South Summit, North Summit. We're now in Ogden, Salt Lake, Murray, Alpine. And this year we're going to Iron County and involving Brianhead Mountain. So we do everything from mountain biking to photography to sailing and art classes, and really just kind of small bite-sized programs that families don't have to invest a huge amount of money or a huge amount of time, and kids hopefully will find a new passion that they may not have even thought about.
Yeah, it's so cool. I remember when I first moved here, and my kids were in Parley's, and that ski program, I would call my friends back in LA like, you're never going to believe what's happening right now. My kids are getting out of school, and there's a giant bus that's coming to pick them up, and they're taking them to them. And, you know, just the chaos in the cafeteria, but all of the kids getting changed into their ski gear, and there's equipment everywhere. And I always knew you were on speed dial. I could call you and say, you know, I volunteered a few times to help out, but what an undertaking.
It
really is something. I don't think people really understand how much work it takes and just dedication, and then the happy faces at the end, you know, which you can't
beat.
Yeah.
No, you can't beat it. No, on any given Friday right now, we have about 900 or 1,000 kids go in different directions. And obviously our biggest program's at Park City Mountain, and we have about 150, 180 kids turn up at each base. And between 2 to 5 buses. So it is a well-oiled machine, though. We've got it pretty nailed down. And the things that throw us off are weather, which we can't control, or just random things. But yeah, it's pretty oiled.
Mm-hmm. The history of YSA was from, can you just give a little bit of the history where it started? Or
yeah, so it started after the 2002 Olympic Games, and it really was for the youth on the Wasatch back to use the Olympic venues that were put in place. And there was a PTO program from Jeremy Ranch that used to take kids to Park City base. And in 2010, we were asked by Park City Mountain if the Youth Sports Alliance could have it run under the Youth Sports Alliance programs. And so that's kind of how the after-school programs really started. So it was Park City and then Canyons, and then UOP was added, and then we had the skating programs. And obviously we're so lucky to have all these facilities, excuse me, mm-hmm. on the Wasatch back with Deer Valley and Woodward. And so, yeah, we use everything. It's snow and ice. We don't do skeleton, but we do mono. Skeleton is an older program, so we didn't do it for the lower schools. We are doing it for the older kids, but we do luge and anything that's really snow and ice.
Wow, that's just incredible. And who was it? Jan's Winter Welcome?
Yes, that's Jan's Winter Welcome.
Does it coincide with YSA?
So, yes. So, basically, that started with Jan's, Jan Peterson, and he originally did a meal with friends to help support Park City Ski Team. And over the years, that has progressed. And so, that's our biggest fundraiser. It's October 24th this year. And basically, instead of all the clubs in town having their own fundraisers, we have it as one big fundraiser. And so the clubs get auction items, and then the money goes directly back to the clubs. Mm-hmm. So we have Park City Ski Team, Wasatch Freestyle, Utah Olympic Parks Skeleton Bobsled, Wasatch Luge, and then we have the ice team. So Figure Skating Club of Park City, the Miners and Hockey Club, and then we have Park City Speed Skating.
Oh, wow. So, that's a lot.
Yeah, they all bring their items in, and it's a Black Tie Gala that we have at Stein's, and it's super fun night, and yeah, it's great.
I've not been yet to that one, but I hear it's a really good time.
Yeah, it really is.
So what you've been with the organization how long, did you say?
So I started as a volunteer in 2013. Same thing. I came from California, and I was like, wait, our kids get to ski on Friday afternoons? Pick me. I want to volunteer. And so I volunteered in 2013. And I think what really sold it for me was the work the organization did for the low-income students. And I volunteered at McPolin when Bob Edmonston was the high school principal. And we had 80 families come and pick up helmets and goggles and used ski clothing. And my kids and I volunteered at that event, and I just fell in love with the Youth Sports Alliance and what it does, and seeing all these families come and get their gear and so excited. And so we've expanded that program, and we work with local shops to get gear, like ski gear and snowboard gear. And this year, we had just for the ski program close to 300 kids in scholarship. And I love the organization. I love what I do. I love seeing all those happy faces. And we try to make sure that there are no financial barriers. We have three racks of costs for the programs. So we have regular rack rate. We have a quarter of the price for kids that are on free and reduced lunch program. But a couple of years ago, we realized that middle income was actually our smallest amount of people participating. And so now we have a sort of mid-tier, like a 50%. So they still have to apply for a scholarship. And then they get a discount code they can use for the whole year. Mm. But we want to make sure that equipment and financial needs, and obviously we take away the transportation because we provide that. The only program we don't provide transportation is for the mountain biking, which is a little hard to get all bikes and mm-hmm. stuff. But we want to make sure that there's no barriers to participating. So
wow. Do you have like a specific, you know, story or child or, I don't know, something that was like really pretty amazing, a story of someone who's gone on to excel or who got a chance to do something that ended up being life-changing for them in a way that maybe they wouldn't have been able to do without the ISA, you know?
Yeah, I think, you know, we have 5 kids who made the Olympics this year who started in our programs. And
5
kids, yes.
Whoa.
So I know they were our grand marshals at the Olympic parade. And I think, you know, those are definitely kids that are great PR stories. But we've also had kids that have grown up here in Park City. They look at the slopes and they've never skied. And you know, this is a chance where they get on the bus with friends. They get to ski or snowboard, and it takes away the barriers because they're kids that they may never have talked to before, and now they're in the same group. They get on the same chair. They fall at the same time, you know, and now they can talk to each other at the dinner table, lunch table, and it just takes away those barriers. We've had some very sweet stories. Last year we had kids go up on the cabriolet and they were like, are we going on the roller coaster? Mm-hmm. You know? And then you know, we had also kind of the stories where you know, we kind of send an email and say, this is what you need, helmet, goggles. And we had two kids turn up in chemistry goggles because they didn't know the difference between the goggles and goggles. Chemistry goggles. And right. The parents see it and like, oh, we'll go to the store and get chemistry goggles. Mm-hmm. So, and in terms of changing lives, you know, I think everybody, hopefully a lot of our sports that we do are programs that kids can remember. My son did luge. He was not fond of luge. I think I was a little jealous that he was doing luge.
Wait, is that the one where, that's the one, that's not skeleton, that's the head down first.
Yes, so their feet first.
Their feet first.
Yeah, so sorry, luge. But, you know, I told him that that is something that he can talk about as he grows older. There's only two places in the country that you can do luge, here in Lake Placid. Like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say so.
So,
amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've, you know, one of the ladies that's on our board, she sees Villanueva. She started in our programs. She was captain of her cheerleader. She, you know, is got a full ride to the U. And she credits our programs from learning to fall down and get right back up. And so I think there are, you know, definitely kids that we've changed lives that we don't know about, changed friendships. And then there are those kids that found their sport and have taken it to the highest level.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's amazing that this program exists and that it's just so varied in terms of what the impact is. You know,
yeah.
Like you said, some kids go to the Olympics. Other kids are just happy to be on the cabriolet.
Yes.
And have that experience, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's really pretty astounding and wonderful. And I don't really, is there another program like this in other town, like ski towns? And
I think there are other programs like ours. I think, you know, this year we had an impact of just under 3,800 kids. So we were at 3,793 kids participated in our programs. And to say that I am, you know, ecstatic about that number, but then, you know, last week I was at Wallace Stegner, which is a school in Salt Lake, and that is definitely a school that, you know, I would say that 1% of those kids may have skied. You know, it's a totally different impact. So what we're doing, you know, is really trying to expand our programs and go into Salt Lake and give everybody, every kid a chance to try and do those programs. So it's a slow, steady progress, but we really want to increase our numbers and increase the venues this year. We are hoping to bring in the two venues that we didn't have last year, Nordic Valley and Ulta. So we're working with those behind the scenes right now, which would mean that all the ski venues in Utah will be part of our programs.
Wow.
So, yeah, and we're really grateful to Ski Utah for helping us with that, with expanding our programs. So, it's been exciting. It's definitely been a growth. I think I started, we had 800 kids in our programs, and to see the growth and really, you know, some of those heartwarming stories of kids who have never tried it, and the parents reach out to us and say, you know, if it wasn't for the scholarship money, we would never have our child be able to ski or snowboard.
Mm-hmm. So. Wow, it's just incredible. And you're the program coordinator?
I'm the programs director.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have a program manager for each school district.
Got it.
Yeah.
And how have you, what is it about? Is it really about that impact you're talking about with the underserved community that is kind of keeps you coming back and wants you to, you know, do the best job you can do? Because I know you're amazing. Everyone like talks about how incredible Heather is.
Oh, thank
so,
you.
Did you come up in this world, or did you, you know, what's your background that made you want to do this?
Yeah, so I grew up in Wales, which sometimes you can hear my accent, sometimes you can't. And I was a big sports person. I played field hockey. I ran track. I played volleyball, played netball, which isn't a sport necessarily played in the U.S. And I studied sports and leisure management in college. And I really wanted to be a sports development for the English Sports Council, which was kind of the organization where national governing bodies used to report to. So when I got that job, I absolutely loved it. And I was based inside of a community college, and the community college kept dragging me in to coach and teach for them for lessons. And so I ended up going back to school and doing my master's in education so I could be a PE teacher. And then it's still kind of coaching and in the sports world. And then my husband got a job in California. And so originally it was a 3-year visa, and we were like, okay, let's do it for 3 years. And here we are 28 years later. So I feel like I've come full circle and kind of gone back into the sports development world. But I think really what keeps me coming back is seeing those kids' faces and the happiness of doing something for the first time. I coach on the high school mountain bike team there, and I am passionate about getting kids from the Latino community riding bikes because it's a lifelong sport. And again, seeing those kids go places that they've never been. I took them up to Bonanza Flats, and I have a really great story of a girl who is looking down at Park City, and she said to me, I have never seen Park City like this before, as she's looking down on Old Town. And that just stays with me, you know, mm-hmm. taking these kids to places they've never been and giving them a chance to try a lifelong sport that they can do. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, I don't remember what they ended up with. They were talking about not having early release on Fridays, and I remember my first thought was like, "What's that? Can't happen." You know,
I thought the same thing.
What would happen? Why is they like, good Lord? Anyways, I don't know what I don't. We probably don't know if we can talk about that or where they are with it or whatever.
But. I think they realized. I think it went out to the community, and the community liked their Friday afternoons. And you know, originally. I think what we're seeing in this town is that there are more working parents, and parents really need that on those early release days. You know, like you, when I first moved here, I was like, the kids get out at 12:30. What do you do if you work till 5 o'clock? You know, and so I think we're providing that gap for the community and providing those activities. But I think what they're still keeping their Friday afternoons. I know that for now. But
oh, good.
I know my kids have tried like 16 different activities, and. And I feel that I've given them a chance, my personal kids, but I'm hoping that other kids have tried, you know, everything from photography to biathlon,
yeah,
you know,
right.
Again, something totally different that they can't do in Salt Lake, you know, they mm-hmm. can't, it's, you'd have to travel for that.
Right.
So.
Well, it's just amazing. Well, we really appreciate you dedicating your life to this, and I know those kids out there on the top of the mountain or in the cafeteria trying to put the goggles on really appreciate you too, because it sounds like it comes from your heart, and you know, it's just amazing.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, I do have to say that we do always need volunteers, and that's how I started. So if anybody is listening and would love to be a volunteer, please reach out. We do. If you volunteer for all 4 weeks, you get your child to go free.
Okay,
so,
yeah. I did that when my kids were young enough to go to these. I volunteered.
Yeah.
I don't know if I ever took advantage of the free thing, darn it.
I know. Well, we changed that as time went on. We were finding it harder and harder to get volunteers because I think, as I said, you know, parents are working full time. And so we were like, okay, what other incentives can we do? And really, you know, having it to give that time is more valuable to us than the
yeah.
money right now.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, anyone that would love to volunteer, it is an incredible organization. And and you get to work with kids.
Yep.
What's better? All right. Thanks, Heather, for coming in.
Thank you.